your company and yourself should know your values. The companies and people that know their values can make decisions efficiently because they always have a context in which to make that quantitative decision.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Every day we should be aware of our value balance. You know, is today more focused in on my personal values, the company's values, experiential values, giving or receiving, and hopefully at the end of our journey, we'll have a balance that is equal. But those values themselves are foundation of understanding how we make our decisions. There are four core values that I utilize that are overarching the personal, experiential, giving, and receiving. The first value is gratitude. You know, in an organization, I only teach values to empower the employees, management, directors, in order to effectuate their perspective. And gratitude is the control of perspective. It may seem a little bit simple, but gratitude allows the company to learn from the lessons of the past with a positive perspective and find light and have a get-to attitude, not a got-to attitude in everything that we do. It makes the present situation at the company and personally better than even our past. And most importantly, it makes our future even brighter. And so we need to control that perspective of gratitude and point out when people are not being gracious. It's a interesting concept about lessons is that we keep on learning lessons, simple lessons like being thankful for everything, thankful for our job, thank you for our associates, our management, whatever it may be, the opportunities with our partners, our clients, but gratitude will actually carry most important within the core values of what we're doing to run your day-to-day business. It's a, you know, running a sports agency, it's fun to bring in new employees and they all want to be sports agents and endorsement guys and licensing, and you come in and say, look, first, we're going to teach gratitude. The second thing to teach in the core values and the foundation thereof is forgiveness. If we are trying to expand and accelerate our business, we need to have forgiveness because we want mistakes to be made. We don't want them to be made again and again, but we want mistakes to be made. And forgiveness is the cure to the resistance that's created by people making mistakes. We want people to feel free to expand. So we have a training of the core foundational value to, number one, forgive yourself and carry forgiveness so you can give it to others. You can't give what you don't have. And so forgiveness is essential to keep actually peace within the organization. So gratitude gives us perspective, finding the light in everything that we do. Peace will give us, forgiveness will give us the peace to efficiently and effectively run our business. The third one is extremely important today as a core value, which is accountability. Accountability asks two questions of ourselves and our employees. One, what did I do to attract this to myself? And two, what am I supposed to learn from it? All of these lessons-based core values are under the guise of the more lessons we learn, the faster we accelerate, and the more that we expand as well. So those two questions, the confusion that a lot of people have with their core values of accountability is they confuse liability. And so we look for responsibility and liability in blame, shame, and justification. But we have to raise our vibration, as I like to say, or raise our awareness to the point of what did we do to attract this situation? It's not just attract that one situation, but by raising our awareness to what we're attracting, as a business and employees, and as a person ourselves, we start seeing patterns of lessons that we haven't learned. And so if there seems to be in the sales process a pattern of resistance at a certain point in the sales cycle, or there's a certain area that we're having the same exact pattern of shortages, voids, or obstacles, we can then take accountability and use it as an asset to take complete control of our business. And accountability gives us control of our business, just like forgiveness gives us peace and gratitude gives us perspective. The last core value is effective communication. And a lot of people spend a lot of time on effective communication, clearing the interference or corrosion between us and those who we manage and those who they manage and the employees and the management, et cetera. The true component of effective communication as the fourth core value is not only to concern ourselves with how we are communicating with each other within the organization and outside the organization, but also, most importantly and quantitatively valued, is how are we connecting to inspiration, right? We want to have this get-to-do attitude, not a got-to-do attitude. We want people rushing into the work or activity we get paid for or our establishment, and also rushing home as well. We want inspired people, and we want people, people who enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of their potential, are much more productive. They are much more maintainable, meaning that they have a great stickiness to our business. Inspired people also make more money, help more people, and have more fun. So the effective communication value is the one that allows us to grow and expand and to be in the flow. So understanding our foundations and core values based upon the personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values thereupon, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, your company and yourself should know your values. The companies and people that know their values can make decisions efficiently because they always have a context in which to make that quantitative decision on what to do, as long as they don't waver from those values. Second component to remember is those values do not have to be balanced. We can have day by day different inertia and different weights put upon the values that we have. Next and is how do we scale that, right? And I believe scaling a business is a major issue. I always put in revenue terms, scaling a business from 0 to 30 million, 30 to 100, 100 to 300, 300 to a billion, and a billion above. Each have different critical business issues of scaling a business. In each of those, though, there's three different stages in scaling a business. And I think it's really important at this point to talk about quantitative value versus subjective value. I think there's too much impetus put on subjective value. Although people buy on emotion for logical reasons, we do things emotionally. In business, we need to take a quantitative look. Subjective value is going to be there no matter what you do. Subjective value is all omnipresent. It's a matter of our perception. But we get fooled and we don't make the critical business decisions we need to, especially in scaling a business, without looking at quantitatively what that looks like. The learning stage is the stage of investment by the employer. Where we're investing in our human and relationship capitals, and we're simply looking for an economic break even of our investment. So looking at different positions that we hire for, different assets that we purchase, what we want to do is put a quantitative analysis on that by asking ourselves, where is the break even point and when does it occur? When we shift our perspective into an investment phase, meaning we are making this investment, and here now we logically can come up with a quantitative analysis of people, places, and things in our business that we know this position takes 6 months, this position takes 3 months, this asset will depreciate at this amount of time until we break even. I try to put a quantitative analysis or value in the learning stage as an employer investing in human and relationship capital as well as our hard assets. When we start putting the economic analysis on scaling, we start to mitigate risk because we have a greater insight on exactly what we're investing in order to scale. And we can then look at that in terms of return on investment, meaning that where are we going to be in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, or 10 years from that investment that we made. Which leads us into the second phase or stage, which is the execution stage. And the execution stage is built upon the financial projections of the company, where we'd like to be. It has no set time limit. Once we have reached the break-even point, the execution phase could be multiples of 2 to 10 to 20, determinative upon who or what the asset is in order to create and maximize profit. Remember, this is not subjective. The execution phase is simply how much money are we bringing in, how much revenue are we bringing in, and we're trying to tie those KPIs. We're trying to tie independent and dependent variables into everything that we do to see how it affects our bottom line. And so the execution phase allows us to scale a business and to provide different options for that business to expand and grow. The third stage is partnership or equity. When we reach a goal or an objective of a certain amount of exponential growth and value, we then move into an equity stage where we start looking at the longevity annuity of the business and of the employees, sharing in that profit, sharing in both with partners and employees, the equity that we have built, not only the economic equity, but also the relationship equity. And I think putting our perspective of scaling into these three stages makes it really easy to manage, especially our employees and our assets, because we can see what percentage of our employees are in each stage and where we are planting the seeds, harvesting, and as well as growing our harvest. So looking at those three stages, we want to constantly make changes as we learn from different time. Time will be the hardest of the variables in which to distinguish when we go through the three stages. The quantitative analysis becomes more and more easy to determine.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.